This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The race for Colorado's state attorney general is heating up. The state's Democratic attorney general, Phil Weiser, recently debated against Republican candidate John Kellner. CPR's Allison Sherry explains the two agree on police reforms, but disagree on why crime is rising and how to deal with the fentanyl crisis.
Auto thefts are up. Violent crime is up since 2019. Homicides are up. Fentanyl deaths are up. And I think Republicans are basically saying, hey, the Democrats have been in charge and this is their fault. And even if you believe that that's right, that a single piece of legislation is what drives up crime rates, you have to actually look closely at the bills they're talking about, which have passed at the legislature. You know, the vast majority were passed with Democratic and Republican support at the time. And some of those bills were passed before AG Weiser and DA Kellner were even in office.
CPR's Allison Sherry. People with cognitive differences like ADHD, autism, or dyslexia have a new resource group in Denver. The Colorado Neurodiversity Chamber of Commerce says it is the first of its kind. The chamber's founders tell the Denver Business Journal they want to help neurodiverse people find stable work. A survey by the National Core Indicators showed just 23% of intellectually disabled Coloradans had a paid job in 2020. Famed extreme skier Hillary Nelson of Telluride was given a traditional funeral on Sunday at a Sherpa cremation ground. Buddhist monks officiated over a ceremony attended by family, friends, and government officials. Nelson was killed after falling from the world's eighth tallest mountains last week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. It's 12:06.